are subject to attack that finding, or is it?
Well, I think it can be supported. I don't care.
The 50%. All right.
And so that would relieve the Soviet Union of the requirement of carrying more than 50% of American ships.
Right.
Then, of course, the question is where the balance of the shipping comes from on the world market. The Soviet Union said, well, we wanted to be free to use our own ships, and it becomes a matter of political discrimination if we can. Now, even the 50% reduction in the differential that you achieve by this limitation, we were able to reduce further by a new guideline which would be established for ships of over 15,500 deadweight tons. This guideline would be a decision by the Department of Agriculture, the Climate Credit Corporation, that for purposes of EL 480 ships, wouldn't have to pay in tonnage more than $19. Actually, we were prepared to come down to $18.05. We never got that far in the negotiation. Since this would be the rule applicable to the United States in using its ships, we could also apply then the same rule to the Soviet Union and say, if you charter these ships and have to pay more than $19 or $18.05, then you're free to go to free world shipping if they're not available.
Well, now, what's wrong with that proposition? If we let them, how we get labor to load those ships? If we say this is the finding, I mean, they would be crazy not to.
Well, we could. This was doable as far as labor is concerned. If we could eliminate this element of what they now regard as political discrimination.
Well, now, what is that? We're going to let them bring in their ships, aren't we, for the other 50%?
Well, this is the difficulty.
The Union did say to Frank that they weren't.
Right, Frank should keep the. Frank thinks he can handle Joe Curran. I mean, you know, let Bill Wirtz do it, or George Meany. I mean, the thing is that Franklin doesn't know how to do it.
See, I
understand. Well, now, it seems to me that if we can justify it, obviously you don't want to lose 160 million over 7 million. I mean, we'd just be crazy. I don't know, we have to take some heat about it, because I did say it. I think that they've got to recognize that I'm in a difficult position too, because if they had said that they couldn't do that, they said 50% of it, I could have got up and said hospital bill, and we could have gotten away with that. That's a misunderstanding, but I think that if we say that we've got to do hospital because of this survey, the price of labor doesn't, particularly with shipping prices, they never can do it better in their life, they ought to be willing to go for that. Now, who are we going to have negotiate that with them? Say, this is the best we can do, and this meets my standard of available shipping. And therefore, if the deal's going to fall through, it isn't because we didn't, but because.
We have a little turnaround time, Mr. President. I think your suggestion to Bill Wirtz is the best. That when he gets back from Chicago, that he ought to get right on with the George Meany. That it's only conditional, and that may make it easier to do. We're now in a box with the Soviets. They're going to have to be allowed one back play about the national pride. And Tommy and George are going to have to go back through the Brennan and make sure
Cape.
I'm trying to reach
Captain Baxter the game.
Yeah, that's what I think about it on the phone kind of thing. And then I can't find her. Right. What I want to do is to see if the Department of Justice would be willing to give a waiver on the antitrust provisions if we could, organize the grain dealers and let them charter the ships, and then they can charter any free world shipping that they please, and the Russians aren't forced to this decision. Therefore, we could avoid discrimination. I think the Russians would like it to do it this way. A little more complicated, but I think we can put
this is for the non-U.S. bottoms.
It's for the whole works.
We'll do the works, but you know, the non-U.S., that you never get away from the Soviet flag business. That would be...
Congress thing, that the
much in this country will have of that. And I mentioned you were very nice about them, but that looks like we in the French. I hate to go now, says he isn't coming over here.
Yeah. Reports that these were reports based coming to everybody.
Apparently, the French sources, it looked to care that it were their feet. I thought it was the case.
Is Bowling going to take this up? I think we should try to.
His instruction doesn't say to.
What are you going to see him about?
This ship on his own said to Burin during a shoot at Montpellier that he thought it was time he saw the general. He had no instruction. I thought myself it was a good idea in the context of what Coy reported out an hour. Obviously, having been told by de Gaulle that Bowler never comes to see me. But we can.
I think we ought to say, I think we ought to try to get him over here if we can. It's in our interest.
Take a look at this. they may be on the low side somewhat, but I think in general order of magnitude that everybody's got a right to estimate that they have, and nobody else has got to do it.
See, the only major source of climate change is that they reach a point where they can afford to go to almost any price.
If the government certainly costs them about that, what they get for it.
That's why I don't see how we're going to trade much with the Russians.
Say, they've been taking another letter.